quality air, and it lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. Whether you're listening on terrestrial radio or as a podcast around the world, we certainly wouldn't be here without you. So thanks again for your support. Today on this show, I'm talking about reciprocation. Now, I feel like this is almost a hidden art. The art of reciprocation. So I'm going to get into some details here. I actually did a short little video on one of my entrepreneur groups, and I wanted to share it with you. It doesn't have to be business-wise. I think being a human being and having common courtesy is a great way to start with reciprocation, and reciprocating in many different ways to create relationships, business relationships, friendships, relationships with your coworkers, at home with your family. I feel like we just simply don't reciprocate anymore simply because we're so busy doing our own thing and thinking about ourselves. And I think if we did a better job of reciprocation, which I'm going to explain in this show, we'd have a much more fulfilling life and much better relationships as well. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, so let's get right into the show here. As mentioned previously, I did a little talk here, just a quick short video on reciprocation on my Facebook page, facebook.com/trueformlife. I just wanted to talk about reciprocation because it was on my mind. Then I thought, why not share this with our podcasting and radio community? So when it comes to reciprocation, I mean giving and receiving, not just giving always and not accepting anything back, because I think it has to be, to get a real relationship, a fulfilling relationship, there has to be give and take. And when I say take, I mean we have to accept. Maybe that's the very first thing that we can start off with today, is that it's okay to accept help. It's okay to accept gifts. It's okay to, you know what the thing is, like, I feel like we don't feel like we're worth gifts. So when someone offers you a gift, you're like, no, I can't accept that. Or you don't have to do that. And like, in many cases, people offer gifts because they want to. And in other cases, people offer gifts because it makes them feel good. So when you open the door for someone, or when you give someone like a friendly hug or a handshake, that makes them feel good. And they're giving something. It doesn't always have to be money. It doesn't always have to be like a physical gift. You're giving in some way or another. And I think we have to look from within first. I think we have to realize that we are worthy. It is okay for us to accept these things in our lives, and we are worth it. So that's the very basics of having a give and take relationship and understanding that you need to have both. So accept when someone offers you a gift, accept it. It's good energy. Energy goes back and forth. Sometimes when I give something, like, it's good energy, like you're giving positive energy out, which means you'll get positive energy back. And sometimes when I give a little gift, someone's like, oh, no, you don't have to do that. Or, oh, you didn't have to do that. And I'm like, I know, I wanted to. And I don't do things just to get things back, whether it's positive energy or whether it's a gift in return. You don't go out of your way to give a gift to someone hoping or expecting something in return. And I think when it comes to giving without expecting, that's a tough road for a lot of people. Like, it starts off with gifts when we're kids. Like, you give a gift to your friend and they give you a gift. We had those little Valentine's Day cards when it's Valentine's Day at school, and you wrote a little Valentine, you gave it to whoever you're in love with, or you gave it to some of your friends, and you expected something in return. Now, I'm not saying as a kid you shouldn't expect anything, and maybe not even saying as an adult you shouldn't expect anything. I'm just saying that I'm not sure we're setting ourselves up for success, or if we're headed in the right direction, if the only reason we're giving is to accept, get something in return. So, and I think it's important to understand that comes from the very root of us growing up. And those of us, like, when you get a birthday gift, like, we get a birthday gift, and then you give a birthday gift to someone else. Christmas gifts, whatever situation you're in, many times we reciprocate through gifts, which is why we give. When we give something, we feel like we should receive. But I feel like it's so gratifying when you give someone a gift and they're not expecting it. When you give someone like a thank you card and they're like, oh my gosh, I haven't opened up my mailbox and got anything other than bills in years. Thank you so much for that card. And we're actually writing thank you cards. We sold a bunch of magnesium. Our magnesium supplement called TriMag is going amazing. So we were sitting there writing down all these thank you cards, and it was gratifying. Like, it meant a lot to me personally, you know, to write the card and to send it out. And I'm not even considering anything back. Like, I don't want anything back. People have already purchased. They've already showed their appreciation and support for what they do from purchasing one of our products. So then we reciprocate by saying thank you instead of being like, oh, instead of thinking like we deserve that. Like, we give out so much information. People should just buy our stuff. That's an expectation that's going to set us up for failure. And that's not really proper reciprocation to build relationships that I'm talking about here. So it's important to be like, give something and not expect anything in return. So we've designed, let's say, for example, we designed this product. We've given this to the world. And then we've worked so hard at it, we expect people to buy. That's not what we're about. That's not the situation we're in. And we have actually absolutely zero expectations of purchases. And actually, we're more surprised than anything from all the purchases that have come in. But flip the script a little bit and say that we produce this product and we're expecting people to buy. We're like, oh, we put all this time and effort, someone better buy. Or we better get 150 orders, for example. That's not that's not a proper mindset. That's not coming from your heart. That's not giving. And that's giving and expecting something in return. So it comes back to the cards and it comes back to being a good person. And though I would call it the art of reciprocation. So true form life. Before we get into the show, I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein. This is a plant-based protein supplement that we've designed ourselves at Trueform. And the reason I designed it is because I felt like there was a need in the industry. Now, when I was traveling around the world, and I literally had a tackle box full of supplements and products and vitamins that did a whole lot more damage than good. So when I started doing more personal training and fitness classes, people would ask me what types of supplements I'd recommend. And I always say, eat food. So that's why I've designed Complete Truth Protein around food. It's made with quinoa and hemp seeds. And one of the main benefits that it offers is improved digestion. So many of us deal with digestion issues on a regular basis. It also gives you a natural boost of energy. So if you head over to trueformlife.com/complete-truth-protein, we have tons of more details, videos, recipes, and everything you need to get going in the right direction with a good quality protein supplement. trueformlife.com/complete-truth-protein. Trueform Life. For example, we're working on a healthy, balanced relationship of accepting. We're accepting someone's purchase. You know what? For me, it's a bit challenging for me to have like friends and even family that are like, oh, I want to buy that from you. So for me, it's like just naturally I want to give it to them. I'm like, no, I'm going to give this to you, but we can't exactly give them away because we've invested quite a bit of money to create the product. So we need to sell the product for us to be able to continue to produce them. So if we just put in a big investment in, produced all of them, gave them all away, we wouldn't be able to continue to produce them because we would have no profits. So it's a circle, like it's a circle of life, if you will. So family and friends have been amazing, have been super supportive. So they want to buy the product to show their support, and I want to give it away. So yeah, see, you understand what I'm saying here is that I'm not accepting their gift or their gift of gratitude or support. So it doesn't work. It's not a balanced relationship. It's not reciprocation. So I have to accept that they want to support me. Otherwise, I'm taking that away from them. I'm taking the ability for them to support us, and which makes them feel good, which is what they want to do. So let them do what they want to do. So for us to be like, okay, I'm going to accept that in my life. I can accept that gift. They want to support us. And then we give them the best product we could possibly come up with. And that's what we do. Like, that's a great way to build a great relationship with your family or friends or customers and clients. And again, this isn't just for business owners or entrepreneurs. Remember that we are continually in relationships or trying to build relationships and connections in everyday life. So this art or rule of reciprocation can be used in any form of your day-to-day relationships or day-to-day lives. So for me, I always want to give the product away. And then on top of that, I want to give a discount. I kind of feel like maybe because they're friends and family, they expect a discount. Or maybe the people that some of our clients and customers that have been supporting us for years, like, I want to give them a really good deal. I want to give them a discount. But in many cases, we've had family and friends that are like, no, we'll pay full price. It's okay. And for me, I'm like, oh, I mean, I feel like that I have so much gratitude for that, like so much respect for them, because if you don't know how much time and effort that goes into developing a product, you don't know. And a lot of these people don't know, but they still want to support us and they want to pay full price. So I'm not going to continue talking about magnesium this whole time, but I do want to mention that because it's so exciting and there's so much love and there's so much appreciation and support. And I think that's a great way to build relationships. Like, check this out. I think we've all been in a situation or we've all been have friends with quotations here. We've all had friends that don't reciprocate. So you have a friend that you reach out to and you're like, hey, how you doing? Maybe they answer, maybe they don't. Or you have a friend that you continually message over and over again. Sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't. Or maybe they answer all the time, but they never go out of their way to message you first. You always have to initiate conversation. You always have to ask them what they're doing, if they want to go for tea or coffee, if they want to go for lunch or hang out one night, and they never go out of their way to reach out to you. That's not a healthy relationship. It's not a positive relationship. And that relationship is not going to last because there's no reciprocation. So when we look at our friendships, which is a great thing to look at, like, we want to surround ourselves with supportive and positive people. So are you being a positive and supportive person? Like, I think we all have to look in the mirror. We all have to look deep within and understand, like, the things that we want in life, are we giving that? Because we know, most of us know, we get what we give. And again, don't just give because you're expecting to get something in return, but it happens in life. I think many people believe in karma. I certainly do. Whether it's this life or the next, whatever you're putting out there is going to come back. So if you continually shine light in people's lives, you continually put positive things out there, it's just going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you tenfold. And that's without expectation. So consider the good things that happen in life. And then consider the things that are challenging. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that because you go through challenges in your life doesn't mean you're not a good person. Or I'm not saying it's because you're not doing good things. I'm just saying, like, I continually repeat this in my mind. I say good things happen to good people. So I expect good things in my life. Like, I look for good things. And don't get me wrong, I'm not always like expecting like, oh, I'm a good person, so I should expect something great to happen. I mean, when you have that positive mindset and you're looking for good things to happen, then you have a positive mindset. If you're looking for negative things to happen, negative things are going to show up. They're going to happen. So have that mindset of positivity and bright light, and good things are going to happen in your life because they will. So if your intention and your focus is on positivity and it's on building relationships, then you're going to naturally reciprocate and you're going to naturally see red cars, which hopefully is the positivity in your life. And if you flip that around and you say, there's so much negativity, there's so many things dragging me down, there's so many roadblocks, why is everyone getting in my way? Then more roadblocks are going to come. You're going to find them. They're going to continue to show up in your life. So we have to have that mindset. We have to change our mindset. We have to think of positivity, and we have to create that in our lives. So when it comes to, one of the things I talked about was commenting on posts. And I talked about this for entrepreneurs and business owners, but it's the same with everyone else as well, whether you own a business or not. So when it comes to social media, it's interesting because everyone likes that social proof. Like, everyone needs that recognition. When you put up a post, you want all kinds of likes or comments and shares or hearts or whatever it is, whatever platform you're using. We want that. That's like gratification. But the thing for me is, few of us go out of our way to do that to someone else. So do we go to someone else's page and do we like or comment and share? I mean, sometimes, sure, randomly, but if we, sometimes I know people that have flipped through our page for years and never comment or like or share, which is fine. Like, we don't expect that. We appreciate it and we try to show our gratitude as much as possible. But for us, we also go on our customers' pages. We go on our friends' pages. We go and like and comment and share. Like, we know how much that means to us when someone does that for us to our business or to our personal lives. It helps us. We have that. I think it's endorphins. I think there's actually what we're like addicted to it, which is why so many people won't put their phones down. Just want to take a minute to mention Complete Truth Protein again. This is a protein supplement that we designed at True Form. We believe in food. We believe food heals, cures, and prevents. That's why this product is much different than your conventional types of products. Unfortunately, packed with chemicals, preservatives, toxins that our body doesn't know how to utilize, digest, and absorb. So that's why Complete Truth Protein can help improve your digestion and will offer a natural boost of energy. You can find more details at trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein. True Form Life. Is that we need that gratification. We put up a post and we want it. We want people to comment or like it right away. But the thing is, so few of us are willing to give that first. Like, we're so obsessed with our own world. We're so focused on what we're doing instead of what other people are doing. Have you ever sat across from someone and you ask them questions and you talk about them and how their life is going, their kids, their job, and they don't ask one single question about you? It sounds funny, but it happens. It happens all the time. I meet people on a regular basis, and I'm a questions person. Like, I'm happy to ask questions. I'll ask questions all day. Actually makes me feel more comfortable talking to someone else or about someone else's life than my own in some cases. So I'm okay with sitting there asking questions, but I've sat through more conversations than I could count where people haven't asked one single question about me. And I'm okay with that. But I just think that if we were better prepared for conversations, if we were better, had a better understanding of reciprocation, of how to have a balanced relationship, I think more people would be willing to open up and listen or ask questions or hear about other people's lives. Like, for us, we're so engulfed in our lives. Like, it's like what my problem is or what my kids are doing or what my boss or job is happening in my life. Like, we are so obsessed about what's happening to us instead of what's happening in the world and what's happening to our friends or how we can help a stranger. Like, you know, what's interesting to me is like when you go out of your way to help a stranger, it's like headline news. Or like I flip through my news feed and I see like stranger opens a door for someone. And I'm like, come on. That's like, everyone should do that. Or something happened. I was just watching this little clip and someone was like driving their car and like a guy jumped out and like helped the person take their car to safety. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that's great. But I have the mindset that everyone should do that. Like, everyone should help that individual. Like, everyone, like 10 people should have got out of their car and helped that individual, not one person. So for me, I'm like, where was everyone else? Why was everyone else just standing around doing nothing? So to me, it's like, it shouldn't be headline news that only one person, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to flip that to turn it into a negative subject or negative experience. All I'm saying is that it should be normal. And if it was more, if these things became more normal, if like good people, more people were good people and did good things, then we would have more people doing good things and it'd become normal. Like, everyone would just be helping everyone out. See, the thing is, like, we're so self-involved. And for my message here in this little segment here is to be less self-involved and more open to other people's lives and helping other people and figuring out how you can help improve their lives. And I think, like, if you look at your coworkers, for example, in your job, a lot of times we struggle at work, and I hear it all the time. People can't stand their jobs. They hate where they work. They don't like their boss. They don't like their coworkers. But I don't think we consider the other side as well. Maybe we're miserable. Maybe we hate our jobs and our coworkers don't like us either. So what can we do to improve their lives? What can we do to take the higher road? And many of us don't want to. Like, we don't want to be like, oh, let me brush that under the rug, or let me just come out and apologize and be like, let's start over. Like, apologies? Are you kidding me? How many people apologize these days? Like, we just kind of brush it off or laugh it off like it never happened. So if we were to apologize, if we were to buy someone flowers, give them a little gift, say I'm sorry, like, we could be a whole lot happier in this life. And that's when, in this part here, you can consider that as when you give. So you give something like a apology card or a little gift, or you simply say, I'm sorry, you were right. How can I fix this? How can I make this better? By giving first, you're actually receiving, because that person is going to be much more open. They're going to be much more pleasant. They're going to help you in your day-to-day lives, in work, in your regular, as a personal life as well. So we can develop these relationships, and we can make things much more pleasant in our lives simply by considering other people first instead of just ourselves. So that's what I mean when I talk about reciprocation. That's what I mean by going first. Like, you leap first. And I know it's scary. And I also know it's challenging. Like, we're putting ourselves out there. And I mean, who wants to deal with rejection? Rejection is probably one of the biggest issues that we deal with on a regular basis. You know what? Like, people don't want a cold call. They don't want to send a message or email. They don't want to sound salesy, because that's going to give them a higher rate of rejection. We don't want to offer someone a hug first. We don't want to extend our hand for a handshake. Like, what if they don't hug us back? What if they don't shake our hands? And this is very real. Like, it's a real reality that we deal with on a regular basis, simply because we're scared of rejection. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be. Like, I'm in the same boat. Like, I don't want to be rejected. I'm like everybody else. But if we could push those emotions to the side just for a moment, and if we could extend our hand, or if we could give a stranger a hug, it's so gratifying. It gives you so much. Offering that simple hug gives you so much in return. And they don't even have to do anything. They just stand there, or they can give you a little hug. You know, it's interesting. We went to Sri Lanka for a month not too long ago. We did a whole show on it. You can check it out. We also did a day in the life clip on youtube.com/trueformlife. That's our YouTube channel. We put together weekly day in the life videos, which are super fun. So you can check those out. But we're in Sri Lanka for a month, and they don't hug. Like, it's not a thing for them. They do different things, like different traditions. One of my favorite traditions is for someone that's older than you, the kids or maybe the younger adults, they'll go down on their knees and kind of like bow. And then they'll say some words, like the older person will say some words, like they honor the elders, which I think is amazing. I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein here once again before I let you go. This is a protein supplement we designed ourselves, made with quinoa and hemp seeds, also maca and stevia. We have two different types of products. They both have tons of health benefits. You can bake the original bag, you can bake with. It's perfect for gluten-free flour if you're celiac or gluten intolerant. We have tons of recipes on trueformlife.com, which include raw protein balls. People absolutely love these ones. We have pancakes, cookies, muffins, all healthy, all clean ingredients. Dorothy puts these together for us on a weekly basis. So if you head over to trueformlife.com, head over to the recipe section. We have all kinds of recipes on how you can use Complete Truth Protein. It's also a vegan and raw product. So if you have any intolerances or if you have any issues with digestion, this will definitely help you out. Once again, that's trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein. True Form Life.
It's a great opportunity to teach so much. That's a tradition I really love, but they don't hug, and we're huggers. Like, I'll hug you. I don't really care. So we're in this foreign country, and these are like complete strangers. They offer so much, and we felt so much gratitude and so much love. We just wanted to hug, maybe for ourselves, maybe for myself more than anything, because when you hug someone, you thank them. Like, you can physically like give them a hug and be like, thank you, showing your gratitude and showing your love. But they don't. So they would kind of stand there like cardboard, like a cardboard cutout. And they would like get a kind of awkward look on their face. And it was kind of funny, but I still hugged. Like, we still hugged people. Like, we would meet people for the first time and give them a hug. Or they'd offer you some tea or some sweets or like a cup of fruit or whatever it was. And then you meet and you try to have some conversation, but neither of you speak each other's language. And then you go away and like, we gave them a hug. Just to offer a little bit of awkwardness in their life. No, I'm just kidding. But it was really cool, because for us, like, we could have those communications in different forms and not speak the same language. So they would give us something, like they would give us some food, or they would give us some tea, or they would give us a smile. And you know what's funny? Like, the kids would follow us around. The kids absolutely loved us. And we didn't do anything. Like, we hung out with them. We drew pictures. We, like, tossed a ball around. Like little things. We treated them like real people. And they're not used to seeing people like us in their lives, in their communities, or in their homes. So the kids, like, really loved us. And we really didn't do much. All we did was, like, hang out with them. And we, like, tried to talk a little bit. But, like, verbal communication was super challenging. But there was so much reciprocation there. Like, they would offer something small, like a smile. And then we would hang out with them. Like, maybe that was our reciprocation. Then at the end of the day, like, one little kid was right walking next to me. And I, like, put my hand out. So he grabbed my hand. Then he puts my arm over his shoulder. So now we're walking together. He's just a little guy. He's probably like 10 years old. And my hand is over his shoulder. And then he grasps my hand in his as we're walking together. So he's holding my hand while it's around his shoulder. I'll never forget that. It was such a warm experience. That it is so much like so warm and loving and gratifying. So many positive emotions that I'll never forget that. And I think that we have to be willing to go first. We have to be willing to put our hand out, to open up. Like, we went to a stranger's house, and like, that's a form of rejection. Like, they could have been like, no thanks, we don't want that. So we showed up with some pens and pencils and erasers, because they don't really have much. Like, they don't have that stuff for schooling. It's more like a luxury, like the things that we take for granted. We wouldn't consider a toy, or we wouldn't be appreciative of it here in North America. So we showed up with this little box of toys, or like pencils and erasers. And I wanted to show like I didn't want to show any type of aggression in any way. So I think, like, even when you go stand on someone's doorstep, like, they're like, many people in Sri Lanka keep their doors open, which is kind of crazy. Like, that's how welcoming they are. So I went to walk into someone's house. I wanted to knock on the door, and I sat down on the doorstep. I sat down on the ground just to show like I am like not aggressive in any way. Like, I sat down there. I started opening up a bag, and then I come in. And like, I just thought it was amazing. Like, these perfect strangers, like, I'm a stranger in a foreign land, and they're like, come in, sit on our couch, sit on our chair. So I walked in. We couldn't speak. There's no ability to talk. And all I did was open up this bag, and like, we tried to speak English to them, but they speak Sinhala. They don't speak English. And so we're pulling out these pencils and erasers, and then we're like showing like, you're right with this. I'm sure they know, but we were like trying to have some kind of conversation. So, and then they took it, and they gave it to the kids, and we had little sandals for the kids, and we were trying to find the kids that would fit these. You know, what's interesting is Sri Lankans kind of have some bigger feet for little people. So we brought all these little tiny sandals, and even the little kids, like the smaller kids, had their feet wouldn't fit them. So that was a bit of a challenge, but we had these little toys that we brought around sometimes. We brought bags of pens and pencils and notepads. A lot of people gave those to us to bring there to donate, which was super cool. But it was an amazing experience. But for us, like, it could have been like, oh, these people don't like us. These people think we're foreign to them, so they don't not going to be friendly or welcoming. But we always jumped first. We always extended our hand. We showed up. We wanted to represent North America well. Like, we spent a lot of time in Canada, like, both Canadian, and then I'm American too. I'm from the U.S. as well, so I wanted to let people know that we are friendly here. We wanted to represent our countries well, and we wanted to let people know that we're kind and friendly, and that we appreciate everything that they do, like everything about them welcoming us into their country. So that was something important to us. But, and I really think that it comes back to reciprocation, what I'm talking about today, and being open and being able to reciprocate, and something as little as liking someone's post back. Now, it sounds crazy in this day and age, but in our world, we live on social media. But if you go out of your way first, if you're going to be the person that's going to be the bigger person to apologize, you're going to make your life a whole lot easier. So I'm going to wrap things up. I hope that helps. I hope that shines some light on maybe a different mindset, a different lifestyle. Like, that's the way we live, and that's what we believe. And so if you want to check out past shows, you can head over to exploringmindandbody.com. That's where all the past shows are. We also have a free app that you can download on any Apple device. So you can search for Exploring Mind and Body in your app store. find Exploring Mind and Body, download our show, and take us with you wherever you go. We always appreciate you letting us know that you're enjoying the show. So if you want to send in some messages on our Facebook page, facebook.com/trueformlife, Instagram, wherever, we're all over social media. We always appreciate comments or questions to let us know that you're enjoying the show. And you can also find more details at trueformlife.com. This is where we do more fitness routines, workouts. You can find our magnesium, complete truth protein. Everything that we do is working towards helping you live a healthy lifestyle in a sustainable manner. So check out more details at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.